Good afternoon, listeners. I want to welcome you to the show, Shooting from the Hip. Your host today, Jeff Pedro and Mark Avery from Sim Trainer. Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range, firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, directly across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com, or you can call us at 937-293-3914. Call us this week and see about some of the interesting things we have going on. Today's Independence Day, and that being the case, I just wanted our listeners to give a little bit of thought to what that really means. Many times we get immersed in these holidays, and we have picnics and cookouts and parades, and we kind of forget about the real purpose. And you think back on Independence Day, pretty significant day. Today's basically the 233rd birthday of this wonderful country. And back in 1776, a group of pretty wise men decided they'd had enough of the tyrannical rule of the King of England. They decided they were going to break free. They'd established 13 colonies up to that point and decided that they weren't given fair representation in how things were governed, so they decided they were going to cut loose. This was in the early stages of the Revolutionary War, which ultimately led to them winning that war back in, I think it was 1783, was the end of that war. And many of our founding fathers at that time and during that period of time authored our U.S. Constitution. And the U.S. Constitution brought us the Second Amendment, and that's kind of what we're here and what we're all about. Second Amendment rights, gun rights, things of that nature. And I want to encourage our listeners to call in at 457-1290. That's 457-1290 with any concerns, issues, questions they might have concerning guns. Mark, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot of phrases that come out of the Declaration of Independence that people hear and recognize and know that this comes from the Declaration of Independence, and everybody knows about them. When you think of the Declaration, you think of these phrases like, when in the course of human events. And, you know, people hear that and they know exactly, you know, you're talking about the opening sentences of the Declaration. Or, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We hear those words, everybody knows. But there's a few other words in the Declaration that are probably less familiar to folks. There's a whole list of the grievances that they had against the king, against the way that they were ruled. And at the very end, they talk about what they recognized they were buying into when they signed this declaration. They said that they mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. All too often, I think people are in government and they don't recognize what it means to have a sacred honor, to pledge their lives, and to throw everything that they have completely into the service of their country. And that's what these men did. Those 56 signers of the Declaration were putting their lives and their fortunes on the line, and many of them lost both. I think that's something that we need to remember when we think about everything that we're doing on Independence Day, when we think about the parties and the fireworks and the celebrations. Yes, we should do all of those things. We need to celebrate. We need to remember how blessed we are to be in a free nation. But we can't lose what it was that it cost those who made that commitment up front, that what it cost them in order to first sign that paper, what they knew that they were putting themselves at risk, and then followed through with that to the bitter end in many cases. It's something that I think that we need to spend a little bit more time recognizing. If we did, maybe we wouldn't make some of the same mistakes that we've been making in the way we rule things.
Mark, what's particularly interesting about that is that over this 233-year period of time, technological advances have moved forward, but those basic principles that they founded our country on pretty much ring true today as loud as they did back then. And that's what I find to be particularly interesting, is that those basic principles by some really wise men 233 years ago still have applicability today.
If you change any of those, if you say, well, there's something wrong with the way we're doing government and we need to change, what do you change? Is it the fact that that people, citizens, have inalienable rights? I don't think so. Is it that you shouldn't be free, that you shouldn't have liberty? Clearly not. And if you change those things, you've changed the basic fundamentals of what this country is all about.
Well, and, you know, you talk about a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Last night we all had the fortunate occasion to attend the Dayton Tea Party, where about 5,000 people who pretty much adhere to the basic core values of our founding fathers 233 years ago gathered together in a peaceful opposition to some of the things that are going on in government right now. And I have to say that being present last night was a real honor for me, listening to the people come up to our booth that we'd set up there and talk about a variety of issues, not only gun-related issues and the things we do, but just about some of the political things, concerns they have in general. It was a good thing because it was it's how our country works, and people aren't satisfied with the current direction, the way things are going, and they're voicing their opposition. And I think it's productive.
Talking about the Tea Party, I really want to thank our listeners that stopped by the booth yesterday.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was really great to talk to you, and thank you so much for your support. We're having a great time doing this show, and it is very encouraging to hear from folks that are listening and saying, you know, this is something that we really need. This is the words that we want to get out and the message that we need to get out to the entire community. So thanks so much for those of you who stopped by. And for everyone else who wasn't able to be out there and has tuned in today, thanks so much for being part of the show. Give us a call at 457-1290. We've got a call on the line. Don is calling from a cell phone. Don, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. What's your question?
I was wondering if you give the training for the conceal and carry permit there and kind of what... I've talked to a couple other people. I've been kind of debating whether to get it or not. But if, you know, how many nights a week you got to go or what's your training program and what's the expense if
okay.
you have it?
Sure. Yeah, we do absolutely have a concealed carry class. Our class runs a little bit longer than some. It's longer than the Ohio mandated 12 hours, 10 hours in the classroom and 2 hours on the range. We extend it out to about 15 or 16 hours because there are some things that we want to cover that we think are pretty important. And one of those is the legal section. We have an attorney that comes and teaches the legal portion, addresses the legal issues, where you can carry, when you can carry, the appropriate use of force, when it's appropriate to use deadly force and when it is not. He does a great job. He's an active Kettering prosecutor, and that's one of the things that you're just not going to get in too many other classes.
I know. That sounds pretty good.
Our course of fire is 60 rounds. We give you an additional 30 rounds to practice with. So it's close to, you know, it's 90 rounds for most people. Sometimes if somebody has trouble, we'll get them through that, and it might take them an extra couple of rounds in order to qualify. But frankly, most people have had enough experience with their firearm when they take our class that they're able to qualify within that first 90 rounds. And it's at several different distances. We make sure that you know how to operate your firearm well, that you're quite comfortable with magazine changes and doing reloads as necessary, dealing with a malfunction and that sort of thing.
Don, let me also add a couple things that are kind of unique to our class. First of all, let me mention that the philosophy or the basic purpose of our class is to address the serious responsibility of owning, carrying and potentially using a firearm for personal safety. It's not about shooting the gun. Actually, shooting the gun, teaching people to shoot is pretty easy for us to do, but those other issues, including what do you do after you've been involved in an incident, whether you've had to shoot somebody or you've just had to hold them at bay until the police get there, because there's some serious considerations that go into this process, and you need to be aware of those things, and we take that very seriously and include that in the overall course.
I think it's very serious, too, but I think it's also one of our rights, you know, like you've been stating, and the Second Amendment. And I hunt some, too, and I don't really have probably a good concealed weapon. I've got a 357 with a 6-inch barrel, and I kind of got it that way so I could deer hunt with it.
Don, let me encourage you to either give us a call at 293-3914 tomorrow. Obviously, we're closed for the holiday today,
right,
or sometime
okay.
next week, or send us an email at sim-trainer.com, and maybe you can come down and visit us, and we'll be able to kind of customize the situation, find out what guns.
Okay, where are you located on
It's on Dryden Road. It's 2031 Dryden Road. That's right across from DP&L. If you're coming south on I-75, you just get off on exit 50A, Adam. And if you're coming north, just exit 50A and go north on Dryden Road about a mile and a half or 2 miles. And we're right on the left-hand side.
I'd be coming from the north. So,
okay, just come south on and get off at exit 50A, come north on Dryden Road, and we're right across from DP&L. You can't miss it because DP&L takes up the whole block.
I know right where it is.
All right, come and see us.
Okay, thanks. Yep.
Okay, we're going to go to a break now. I want to remind our callers to call in at 457-1290 with any questions, concerns, issues you might have. You're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 News Talk Radio, WHIO. I want to welcome our listeners back to Shooting from the Hip. Hosted by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearm training facility. We're located again at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L. You can reach us at 293-3914 by phone or on the net at sim-trainer.com. I want to just follow up to our last caller and remind our listeners that our CCW courses are offered in a couple of different scheduling options. We offer a Saturday-Sunday option, which is basically 9 to 5 each day with an hour break for lunch. Next class just happens to be the weekend of July 25th and 26th. And then we also offer a Monday through Thursday option. That's an evening class from 5:30 to 9:30 for four consecutive days, Monday through Thursday. And that's, again, we offer that scheduling diversity because we realize people have differing schedules and they can't tie up a full weekend or they don't want to tie up an evening, the evenings during the week, so we give them the option either way. I also want to remind our listeners that we have something special going on this week. We're offering our First Shots classes, proceeds of which are going to the Dayton Tea Party. We have our First Shots class on Monday, July 6th from 9 to 12. That's 9 in the morning to 12 noon. And then the second class, Wednesday evening, July 8th from 6 to 9. And Mark, why don't you tell the listeners about our First Shots class?
Well, the First Shots is a program sponsored by the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and we started with it a couple of years ago. It's a great introduction to handling a handgun. It starts out with all the safety aspects, what the universal rules for handling a firearm are, making sure that you treat every firearm as if it's a loaded firearm, that you never point it at anything that you're not willing to destroy, that you always keep your finger off the trigger until you have aligned your sights on a target and you've made the decision to fire, and lastly, that you're always aware of your target and what is beyond it and around it. So we start with that, and we start with then moving into the way that you hold a firearm, your grip, how you align the sights, and then managing the trigger so that you can get an accurate shot. We do this in about an hour, hour and a half in the classroom, and then we go out into the range and everybody gets a chance to shoot. We use 22s, which are very low impact. They don't have a lot of recoil, so it's a very unintimidating firearm to use. It's great for training, and it also helps people learn the proper procedures and the proper techniques without getting a lot of flinch built in or a lot of angry anticipation of the recoil. So it's a great class. We wrap up with that and let people understand what other classes that we offer and so forth. So it's a really super class for an introduction. And the class on Monday morning, if you've got kids that are home from school anywhere from 10 years on up, that would be a great activity for something to do.
Absolutely.
In the summer, to bring your kids down, completely demystify handguns. The things about handguns, guns are such an attractive nuisance in many ways because the society certainly reveres guns, and you see them in the media all the time and all the different television shows, but people don't know how to deal with them, and they're so attractive because it's a mystery. Well, you can completely demystify that, break that bubble of mystery, and make it just another tool, something that is done and something that you do properly. It's a lot of fun, but it can be very dangerous if you play with it. It's not a toy. So that's the First Shots class, and we'd love to have you come.
We're going to go to a caller. Ron from Sydney, you have a question about selling a handgun over the Internet. Ron, you with us?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I want to sell a handgun. Is there any legalities I have to be concerned with?
Well, yes, there are quite a few. Obviously, if you're going to sell a handgun, I'd recommend that you try to sell it to somebody you know, first of all. You could sell it to somebody at the range or any place you shoot. You could do that on a person-to-person sale, but you mentioned the Internet here. If you're going to sell it on the Internet, you can certainly advertise it, but the actual transaction is going to have to occur between two licensed firearm dealers on the selling end and on the receiving end. So there are going to be some issues involved. What are your intentions? What's the gun you want to sell, and what are your intentions?
Oh, I have a 357 Magnum Colt.
Okay, pretty popular gun. A lot of people like that. Are you affiliated with any gun clubs?
No, sir.
Okay, well, I'll offer an option to you if you want to stop by the range in Dayton. You could put a card up on the board, and probably within a couple of weeks somebody would give you a call. And if you're going to choose the Internet option, there's a couple of organizations, gunbroker.com and the like, that you could that you could ultimately list that with. But understand that it's going to require that it go through a licensed firearm dealer on both sides, and there's going to be a little bit of expense. It's not a whole lot. I'm going to give you an estimate of, say, between $15 and $30, maybe a little bit more, and that probably will be split between the seller and the buyer.
I see.
That applies also if you sell to anyone out of state. So you can sell on a person-to-person transaction to somebody that you know in Ohio, but if you sell it to somebody in another state, then you still have to go through a firearms dealer.
A person-to-person sale will be a lot less technical.
A lot less hassle, yes, Ron. And I just want to tell you that from a personal philosophy, personal standpoint, I think that's the better option, because you know who you're selling it to, and just for your own peace of mind, you're selling to somebody who you can reasonably believe is going to be a law-abiding citizen. There's not going to be any issues involved.
Yeah, Would I have to pass a serial number along to the law enforcement?
No, you do not. You know you don't. But I want to encourage you to keep track of the make, model, and serial number when you make the sale, just for your own personal records.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks very much for calling. Let's talk to Greg in Centerville. Greg, you have a question?
Yeah, I have a concealed carry permit, and I do a lot of bicycle riding on the great trails we have in this area, and some of them are clearly marked that there's no hunting allowed or anything, but I was curious to know if it's legal if you have the permit to carry a pistol, while you're riding your bike on the bike trails.
Absolutely, Greg. There's no prohibition against carrying your firearm on the bike trails. Matter of fact, some of those places are going to be pretty isolated and out in the middle of nowhere. I certainly encourage you to do so. Again, just carry it concealed like your permit authorizes you to do, and everything's going to be fine, but there's no prohibition in open air environments.
And now you can even use restroom facilities. So that, with the change that went into effect on September 9th of last year, so you're good to go. Hey, it's Shooting from the Hip. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll be back after the break at AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome, our listeners, back to Shooting from the Hip, hosted by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training center. Again, you can reach us at 293-3914 or on the web at sim-trainer.com. And again, we're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, across from DP&L. A couple other points of interest that I want to mention to our listeners. We're about ready to begin our third cycle of our advanced training classes, beginning with mastering of the fundamentals of handgun shooting. That's going to be this Thursday, July 9th, from 6 to 10 p.m. That class specifically deals with the mastering the fundamentals of grip, sight alignment, trigger control, drawing from the holster, handling malfunctions and the like, and it's kind of the precursor to the many more exciting classes that follow. We go on with Handgun 2, where we focus on barricade shooting and shooting from relative positions, and then Handgun 3, shooting on the move and at moving targets, and Handgun 4 is shooting low-level light environments, and we conclude with spontaneous assault up close and personal point shooting. Very exciting series, and we offer that four times a year. You take all five classes, and we offer a couple of package deals that go along with that. But I want to just remind our listeners that there's a couple slots left in the Thursday night slot. That's this coming Thursday, the 9th of July, from 6 to 10 p.m. And if you're interested, give us a call or send us a note online, and we'll see if we can get you in that class. Very exciting, very advanced state-of-the-art training, and you come out of that five-gun handgun series of courses feeling pretty competent in your ability to use a firearm. Another thing I wanted to mention, that the Middletown Sportsman Club has a big event coming up on July 18th. It's the GOP Trap Shoot. That's the GOP Trap Shoot at the Middletown Sportsman's Club. That facility is located at 6943 Michael Road in Middletown, Ohio. And registration begins at 9 o'clock with practice round for an hour, and then the actual shoot begins at 10 o'clock. It goes to 11:30, and they're going to have a great lunch for the participants. The lunch is going to consist of prime rib, a baked potato, salad, and beverages. The cost per participant is $100, and it's an exciting event with proceeds going to the GOP, local GOP. You can purchase ammunition on-site, or you can bring your own. The other thing I want to mention about Middletown Sportsman Club, they have a pretty interesting thing going on for a couple, the next two Sundays, not tomorrow, but the 12th and the 19th. They have a youth skeet shooting program. That's a great opportunity for your kids if they're interested to get involved in the youth skeet shooting program. And if you have any questions about that, call them at 513-422-5112. There's also some mention of that program on our website if you go to the radio program from the 6th of July. The 6th of June, and they'll give you some details about that program. But there's some interesting things going on. I want to encourage our listeners to take advantage of what's out there. Let's go to a caller. We have Tom in Franklin. He has a question about a 1919 replica machine gun. Tom, you with us?
I am.
Go ahead.
As a lark, I built a replica of a 1919 Browning model 30 cal machine gun just to see if I could do it. And really, I want to get rid of it and try the Twin 50s next.
Okay.
Is there a market for it, and where do I advertise it? It's just not something you throw in the trunk of a car and haul around town.
Well, the first thing I would encourage you to do is get a hold of the Ohio Gun Collectors Club, because that's kind of going to kind of be your target-rich audience. And if you can go on the website, just put a keyword search, Ohio Gun Collectors
Association.
Yeah. Ohio Gun Collectors Association. I'm sure you're going to find somebody who will at least be interested in looking at it. It's kind of unique, somewhat interesting replica, and that's the type of audience that would probably be most likely interested in that thing you put
together. It'd be a conversation piece.
It sounds like it would be.
Yeah.
Sounds like you put a lot of work into it, but that's kind of an interesting concept. But I think if you get a hold of someone through the Ohio Gun Collectors Association, they'd be able to direct you to the right audience.
Would eBay or Craigslist be an option too?
You can't sell any firearms on eBay. If you were going to go to an auction,
it's not operational.
Oh, I see. I don't know whether they would let you do that or not.
I'd encourage you to just contact them either via email or actually talk to somebody on the phone and let them know that it is, in fact, a replica, and they're going to probably want all kinds of information and some photos and some sort of authentication. But I think the easiest thing for you is going to be go through the Ohio Gun Collectors Association, and if they can't do it for you, they'll be able to direct you to other potential audiences that would be interested in looking and hearing about that gun.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, man.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let's go to Richard in Vandalia. Richard, you have a question about the legal aspect of carrying a gun or of gun classes themselves. Richard, you with us?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
I have a CCW permit.
Okay.
I've taken the class. What I'm interested in is your legal aspect with your lawyer that I think you said he was a prosecutor with the city of Kettering?
Absolutely. We offer that as part of the class itself, and then we also offer it as a standalone for people like yourselves who maybe took the class elsewhere but they didn't get all the legal issues, particularly the updated information that's occurred over the last couple years. The way we work that is you just check the dates on our website that the class is offered, and on the Saturday-Sunday configuration, typically that is Saturday afternoon. So the Saturday afternoon session from 1 to 5 is when the attorney is there. And on the Monday through Thursday schedule, he's usually there on Wednesday nights. But what I want you to do is if you'd call in, sometimes because he does a lot of other things, he coaches basketball and his schedule changes, he might have to move one of those dates. But if you call in and get registered for that class, they'd let you know particularly when that class is going to be offered.
Very good.
And it's a great class for people, particularly those who have not had the opportunity to be exposed to the legal issues because, as I mentioned earlier, and as I try to reiterate to people as much as I can, this class really isn't about shooting bullets. This class is about the serious responsibility of owning, carrying, potentially using a gun for self-defense, and the best knowledge you can have, the best skills you can get trained in are the legal aspects governing that particular responsibility.
A lot of the people in the legal community are really not on our side with this, and that's unfortunate, but this guy really is. He follows the laws and not only the legislation, but also the case law. So he pays a lot of attention to what's been going on in the courts and understands the implications of those for the typical concealed carry licensee. So it's an excellent class. In fact, we really recommend it for anybody who's had their license for a few years, and there have been several changes to the law since then. So that's a great opportunity for people to get a good update. We've got another call with
That was the last one. Hey, Mark, one other thing I wanted to mention about that legal aspect. I can't emphasize enough, as a person involved in law enforcement for 25 years, one of the toughest things is keeping up with all the laws, and the laws constantly changing and evolving. And we've had so many people call us, send emails to us, talk to us, stop by the range, and they tell us they went to a class where they basically shot a gun at 18. They fired 18 shots at a pie plate, and they sat around and told war stories and talked about guns. And we're kind of in awe because we...
And that was their 2 hours out on the range.
Yes, that's exactly
or
right.
70 or 80 people... Each person gets a few rounds, and then they sit there and wait for everybody else to go through. But they were out on the range
right. The
whole time.
Now, there are a lot of other people out there, some of my colleagues, that are doing it the right way. But I just want to emphasize that the legal aspect is so valuable because when you leave that class, you may not like some of the things you hear. I will tell you that right now.
Yes.
Yeah, there are going to be some restrictions on when you can and can't carry, where you can and can't carry, and you're going to go, gosh, should I or shouldn't I? But at least you'll have the knowledge base you need to make that informed decision.
If you're looking for a place to get a concealed carry class, vet the instructors and the class and the agenda that they have very well. Find out what it is that they do. Find out what it is that they cover. Who is it that's doing it? Do they have people that really understand the issues? And ask them, grill them. Find out what it is that you're going to be getting out of that class, because this is a serious responsibility. You want to be sure that you've had the best preparation you can possibly get before you go into that environment. Because if you ever have to use your handgun in personal defense, then you will absolutely want to know what the legal implications are and what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to handle the situation, when is it appropriate to use a firearm, when is it especially not appropriate to use a firearm, and in what ways is it appropriate. Those are the kinds of things that our attorney covers in the legal section. And so I strongly recommend that if you didn't get a good legal class, if you didn't have your concealed carry class, didn't include a consulting attorney or instructions specifically about the legal aspects, then be sure to check out our legal update. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll be back right after we pay a few bills at AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
I want to welcome our listeners back to Shooting from the Hip, hosted by Sim Trainer. You can reach us on the web at sim-trainer.com, and you can call us at 293-3914. I also want to encourage our listeners to stop by the range at 2031 Dryden Road if you have the opportunity. We're closed today for observance of the holiday. However, we'll be open again tomorrow from 1 to 5, and then we'll start our regular schedule beginning on Monday. I also want to alert our listeners to a class we have coming up. It's going to be highly sought. It's going to be our rifle training class. Our lead instructor's back from his training cycle preparing for a deployment to Afghanistan, and we're going to be putting that up here probably in the next couple weeks, and it's going to go by the end of July. It'll be about an 8-hour class. It'll be 4 hours in the classroom and 4 hours on the range, where we'll teach you how to use those black rifles. It'll be M4 variant type rifles, not a whole lot of different configurations, but that's a popular class, and we like to have our lead instructor Ken offer that because he does such a great job. But because of his military commitment, he can only do it certain times of the year. So be watching the website for that class.
And if you have not yet signed up for our email list, go to sim-trainer.com and click on the link for getting the range email. And because when we have that class scheduled, we'll send a blast out to everybody that's signed up for that list, and you'll get the earliest notification if you want to register for it.
Absolutely the best way to get the information on a regular basis. Let's go to caller. We have Jeff in Vandalia. You have a question about range officer and comment about safety. Jeff, you with us?
Yeah, sure. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Don't need to mention the range. I'm not trying to do any commercials or anything, but I've been a safety range officer for a couple of years. A few things I'd like to point out. Our safety motto is called SSS. It stands for Safety, Security, and Safety. One of the things that kind of surprised me, was the fact that they mentioned something about shooting from the hip that is strongly prohibited at our range. That is that it could be a very bad situation. Somebody could shoot their foot off. They're not in a proper aiming mode. Then all the other, you know, basic keep the muzzle down range. The biggest part of our safety aspect is that we are also a club and we are open to the public. We have over 50 NRA certified safety range officers that are on duty at all times. We do not let no one shoot unless they're supervised. We also like to promote shooting as a sport. We accommodate various police departments in the area, Trotwood Police.
Jeff, let me address a couple issues. Let me address a couple issues that you brought up for the audience. First of all, the concept shooting from the hip, that's more or less a line that we chose for the tag of the radio show just as a draw. And the other thing I want to mention, kind of contrary to what the caller just meant, shooting from the hip, in our advanced training classes or spontaneous assault, there will be circumstances, and we certainly train it because we recognize the dynamic aspect of life-threatening encounters. Most of them are up close and personal within 7 feet, so there's very well a likelihood that you're only going to have an opportunity if you're being assaulted by an assailant to get your gun out of the holster, turn the muzzle toward the assailant, hold him off with your weak hand, and then fire from the hip. So we certainly teach in our advanced training shooting from the hip. I will reiterate that the safety concerns of doing that on a regular basis or from a stationary range position, that could be a potential issue. But that's another thing that sets SimTrainer apart from the rest of our competitors. And I just want to emphasize out there what we've done over the last 5 years is we've integrated some pretty easy to learn, pretty easy to apply firearms handling techniques into our advanced training protocols. And it's not rocket science. It's simply exposing people to it, showing them how to do it properly, give them an opportunity to practice it. And that's the big problem. In most environments, as the caller mentioned, there's no opportunity for anybody to practice hip shooting because it is a hazard on many ranges because you can't predict where that round down range is going to land. But at SimTrainer, we do that in a very structured environment under the direct one-on-one supervision with instructors, and we teach people the right thing about it. And as a matter of fact, we go a step further. We actually incorporate dynamic movement into the hip shooting position.
The other thing that we do is in our Tuesday Tactical Training League, there are situations when we will have a spontaneous assault scenario set up so that people who don't get an opportunity to practice this, and frankly, you can't practice this on your own safely. You need to have someone there with you. So we do that during our Tuesday Tactical Training League. We'll set up a spontaneous assault scenario, and part of it may be including a hip shoot scenario where you draw immediately out of the holster downrange and shoot at the target from there.
You know, and I just want to conclude that issue about it can only be done by people who are experienced at doing it. And we've been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for over 20 years, and I recognize the dynamic aspect of actual shooting encounters, and we want to prepare people for the most likely occurrences. So, you know, that being said, I want to encourage you, if you're interested in doing that and learning it the right way in a safe environment where all those safety protocols are, in fact, followed, you need to come to SimTrainer because we're going to get you where you need to go.
One of the things that's important about that particular technique is if you're in an up-close and personal assault, somebody is on you and you need to defend yourself, if you come to a normal shooting position, you're putting your gun out there where the assailant can get it. And if you don't have a method, a technique that you've been trained in and that you've practiced in that allows you to get off an accurate shot to end the violent encounter very quickly and without presenting your firearm in a place where it can be used against you, then you might be in trouble. And that's one of the reasons why we teach that technique.
Yeah, and that's absolutely it. And when you leave our advanced training classes, you're as competent as most people that have handled guns for a long time because you've been exposed to the dynamic training that many people have been exposed to in dynamic environments. So I encourage you to take advantage of that.
Well, Jeff, you've been a police officer trainer for several years.
Right.
How much of this training is incorporated in most police department training?
Well, unfortunately, not enough. When the basic academy about 3 or 4 years ago just started incorporating that because they looked at the most likely occurrences surrounding shootings of and by police officers, and they said, look, it's going to be up close and personal between 3 and 7 feet, and we need to get away from the static shooting positions and incorporate some of these more dynamic techniques. techniques.
So most violent encounters don't occur in a shooting stall.
That's right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Let's go to Mark from Beaver Creek. You have a question about current concealed carry.
Hi, yes. I've called before. I really enjoy your show. I didn't get into late today, so I hope this isn't a repeat question.
That's right. Go on, Mark.
The question is, regarding Ohio law says we can't carry in a place that serves alcohol. In talking to friends in other states, I think Michigan is one, and I could be wrong. They changed their law to say that you can carry in a restaurant, for example, that makes most of their profit off of food as opposed to alcohol.
Right.
Compared to a bar that makes most of their profit off of liquor. What do you think the chances are that we'll see Ohio change the law to read something like that in the future?
Well, there's a bill currently pending in front of the Ohio House, HB 203, that would do exactly that. Well, it would allow you to carry. It doesn't actually have anything about the percentage of income of the establishment. And frankly, as a customer of their establishment, I have no real way of knowing how much of their money they make. And so that's kind of a difficult assessment to make. I mean, clearly, if it's just a bar, then, you know, it's possible, it's more likely that they are going to make more of their money. But the point is, HB 203, currently in front of the House, would allow you to carry as long as you don't consume any alcohol, and it would be just perfectly legal for you to go in and carry concealed just as you normally do. So,
well, that's the kind of law we need. I'll have to look into that and get behind it. I'm, you know, one of those guys, which we all should be, who is, you know, strictly adheres to that, and it bugs me to have to lock my gun in the vehicle before I go into a place. You know, like Red Lobster or whatever.
Right,
and it leaves your
It leaves your gun in an unsupervised condition,
absolutely,
and it leaves you unprotected. Hey,
absolutely.
Thanks very much for calling. We're right up at the end of the show, and so we want to thank everyone for tuning in. Come back to us next week when we'll be back with another hour of Gun Talk on Shooting from the Hip, AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.